Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. May the force be with you. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend John Deeney being back on the show. John is a long time, 17-year member of our Brain Trust, and he is... He's one of the top business consultants that I've ever known. He manages a Tab Board group, formerly the leading franchisee of the whole organization. And he's the author of a number of books, but including the award-winning book, Hunting in a Farmer's World. And his new one, though, is an amazing work, Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bust. It's all about boomers. Divesting of their businesses, and it's not only an important book, it's a beautiful book. He's our good friend, John Deeney. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. So, nimble, huh? We need to be nimble?
Yeah, nimble.
Aren't we already pre-nimble?
We think we are, but we're not.
Not in the right ways anymore, right?
Right. I mean, small business owners have always rested on the presumed laurel of moving faster than large corporations.
We're versatile. We don't have to. I used to have a when I worked with IBM for a long time. The guy who was my contact at IBM. He'd call me up and he'd say, "Hey Jim, I need your help." I'd say, "Okay." And he'd say, "Here's what I need you to do." I'd say, "Okay." And he said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Okay."
Right.
He said, "That's what I like doing business with you. You don't have to have any meetings to talk about it."
Right, right. And you know, the axioms about big ships take a long time to turn.
Yep.
And corporations are enclosed in their own beliefs and don't pay attention to what's going on the outside. That's gone away.
Yeah.
That's just not true anymore. And the fact is, the large organizations, especially the internet organizations, have so much more data on their customers than small business does.
Yeah.
And
to a level of creepy.
Yeah, tell me about it. The other day, we're planning possibly next year going to Spain for a vacation. And the friends we're going with want to be in Gibraltar. And I said, well, if we're going to Gibraltar, let's go over to Tangiers. It's only an hour. An
Why
hour,
not? Yeah.
An hour trip.
Once you get to Gibraltar, you might as well.
Yeah. We're
and then, once you get to Tangiers, just going over to Libya.
Well, not quite. But, of course, I went on the Internet, and I was looking up tours to Tangiers and thought nothing of it and didn't log into anything, didn't sign up for anything.
Right.
And later that afternoon, I went on my phone to do something, and I looked at the news or something, and here pops an ad for tours to Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I gave them no information, and I wasn't even on that device when I looked, but they connected them. And they being some service.
Whoever.
That
yeah.
Places ads, yeah.
Big brother.
Yeah, it feels like it. You know, I don't use that locator thing on my phone, but my wife does, you know, and she gets notices, you know, if you're leaving in 5 minutes from work, it's going to take you an extra
seven
and a half minutes to get home, you know. And small business can't duplicate. It's not that we can't duplicate that. We don't. You know, we talk to small business owners and we say, how do you get new business? And you know the WOM answer, right?
Right.
Word of mouth.
That's right.
You know, what do you mean word of mouth? Well, we get business by word of mouth. You know, well, we translate that. That means I don't know where it comes from, but people walk in the door.
Well, that today, so, word of mouth as a hope. Has become another word, irrelevant.
Yeah, I mean, sure. If you do a good job, people will recommend you.
If they think about you, they still love you, but that doesn't mean they're going to think about you. A, think about you, and two, come back.
And how often does someone ask you anymore, gee, do you know a good business or a good provider or a good service that does X?
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens. And if you're on, you know, if you pay attention to sites like Nextdoor, it happens pretty frequently. It happens daily. But, you know, that doesn't mean other people that see it are going right now.
Mm-hmm.
And right now is a big part of it.
Well, don't you think small businesses have the enough of an ability to what I tell them, and I want you to respond to this after the break, John, is I think they have enough. I tell them that they don't have to win the data race, but they have to be in the data race.
Yes.
And they have enough. There's enough capability for them to at least be able to sign up for the race and run the race, even if they don't have to win. And we'll get you to talk to us about that when we come back. And I've got a creepy data creepy question for John after this break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassie. I'm serious.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.